This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. Was the next one said JJ Barea. I was like, what? Would JJ Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation, Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? Someone have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I am your host, Rocky. Join me today. I'm going to go left this time, all right, Mr. 35?
No, that's fine.
I want you to be all mad.
That's fine.
We got Mr. BBB in the left-hand corner. He's praying for the Panthers not to get pounded.
Never that, baby. Never that. And broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Sign up to take the tour. See what we're all about, man.
Absolutely. And we're
come do this for your profession.
And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
Yeah.
We're
not laying people off.
Nah, I was just checking out the City United score. I forgot City and United were playing right now,
City
man.
City United.
Euro football. Barclays League.
Okay, it's soccer.
It's a big game.
It's soccer.
It's football. It's not soccer.
It's soccer.
Soccer is the American term. Everywhere else in the world, they call it football.
Where are you at right now?
So I want to go with the majority of the world.
You're in U.S., so we call it soccer.
Well, on the pitch, they're playing in England. Right. I have to give it the proper terminology and have to call it football.
All right.
The pitch.
I get you.
Thank you.
All right, so the big baller brand's done. Going to the right of him is the pink and maroon or whatever that is.
Pink, teal. Turquoise,
black. That's the New Day color right there.
Okay, you know? That, I knew I saw it somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, that's Mr. 315.
I love the New Day.
The announcer for the Josh Norman charity basketball game that we weren't invited to.
Like I said, next time, next event, all y'all coming with me. Trust me.
We're not going to leave you alone.
Nah, that's good. It's cool. And it's cool because I forgot.
You're getting the ribbon.
And I actually, because I forgot, you know, and last week, us not having a show kind of threw everything
off. Well, I mean,
off,
I was
so,
in Florida.
Know.
I get, man. I was trying to lose some weight.
I was happy, here, damn it.
Happy anniversary, by the way. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, Mrs. Rocky, happy anniversary once again. I know I didn't give you a shout out last week. I took you to Florida. What else you want me to do?
Yeah.
Shout her out. So, show your love as much as you can.
I'm trying to. Of course, my boys on Facebook probably kill me for that comment. And sitting in the corner, because where the Tampa Bay Bucks are, is... Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
That was cold.
That was cold. Already? Damn.
Mr. Chauncey, what's up, man?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm here to bring balance to the force, is what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
All day. Yeah.
Mr. Crab Legs himself over here.
Hey, and when we win it, I'm inviting everybody to the house for some crab legs. Crab boil at the crib.
Yes.
Sweet.
Let's
do it. We're there.
I'll take you up on that.
I'll bring the Publix butter.
That's right. Boy. Come in there. We want to make it happen. And crab legs and whatever soda he stole from Burger King that time.
It was the hookup. What you talking about? He didn't steal nothing. That was the hookup.
It was probably some Dr. Pip or something like that. Some Shasta.
Some cheer wine.
Yeah.
Cheerwine's good.
Cheerwine's awesome, dude.
Fake Dr. Pepper, but it's good.
It's Dr. Pepper with Splenda.
Yeah.
As long as it's RC Cola, I'm right.
RC Cola. Do they even make that?
Yeah, they still make it.
Way off topic.
You got to get, like, you got to go
Surge.
You got to go Orange Surge, South Carolina to get it. You got to go deep country to get RC Cola still.
We done went left. We went way left.
My apologies.
Oh, no.
Welcome to
You said
show.
Crab legs. You got me, so, you know.
Welcome to the show. We wanted to have you in today because, you know, it's a special day. It's draft day.
It's a holiday.
We got the draft coming up tonight. We also got some more NBA basketball we're going to talk about first. So, I know everybody's got to talk about that. I know somebody loves the Cavs just like everybody in this room, I think, except for me, love the Cavs.
No, I don't. I mean, you know.
I'm a fan of LeBron James.
Yeah.
I care less if the Cavs want to lose.
Well, some NBA news right now. NBA fines Patrick Beverly $25K for incident with fan and Rondo $25K for trying to trip Jay Crowder. Then Russ was fined $15K for saying F in the press conference. And the owner of the Rockets was fined $100K.
Well, now, what was going on with that? Does anybody know what happened with
that? He walked down the court trying to yell at the ref.
Yeah.
And they fined him $100,000.
I was like, what is your problem? Your team is shooting 40 or 50 free throws a game. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, you're the last person that I want to see.
Right? Damn. Just calm down.
I was wondering what was up with that.
Yeah, he come down and started yelling. He got fined $100,000 though, man. $100,000.
He got it.
It's not a good look though. Like
that's a drop in the bucket.
As the owner can't get off your courtside seat in the middle of the game and go say something to the ref.
And he walked all the way down. He walked all the way down.
Like yeah, he was talking to him like that was his daughter and she was coming home late from curfew. Like you can't do that. Like that's not
reprimand. Yeah, reprimand. Yeah. Reprimand.
Like he gave him the finger wag like Mutombo and everything. Like you can't be like that.
You
like,
know better.
Like not in front of everybody. I don't even think Mark Cuban did that. Like,
nah.
Right?
Nah.
I have to look. Mark Cuban has to have done worse. I have to. I'll do some research.
During the game,
during the game, worse.
No, he's usually
he has done worse. He had that special needs kid on the end of his bench for the Tony last Romo, game of the regular season
by the name of Tony Romo. That's right.
That's way worse.
You need to watch. Listen, I was totally against him being at the game and trying to get into the game.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation kid, Tony Romo.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation kid, Tony Romo.
You just mad he's got more wins than your quarterback's ever got.
What? My quarterback has more on his resume in a third of the time.
The only thing he's got since he got to the
league is the Super Bowl. Multiple Pro Bowls.
Okay, all right, time out. The only thing he's got on Tony Romo.
All-time record of rushing touchdowns for a quarterback.
He doesn't have a win. What's he done winning?
What?
He's got what?
He's got a Super Bowl appearance.
So what? He ain't win. It doesn't matter. You know what Super Bowls – you know what second place in Super Bowls mean? Scott Douche.
It means more than what Tony Romo has on his resume.
Not really. You can't look at it.
You should have saw them 2 weeks ago. You should have saw them 2 weeks ago, man. It was.
He does not like me talking about Tony Romo.
Because you do it all the time. You like to take the jab.
To get under your skin.
Did anybody ever tell you don't poke the bear? I'm just saying. I've heard that
who's the weak bear? Little fragrance. But
no, wait,
I heard that weak little statement. Hey, but I like
after the 12 don't.
Yeah, we can't poke him if he after them 12 don'ts. Ain't no poking him.
I forgot he's the super athlete today. He did 12 donuts in 10 minutes.
12 donuts in 10 minutes.
And 50 push-ups right after.
Like, whoa.
I'm on a sugar rush right
now. Okay, I'm going to stop. No more Tony bashing.
Anyway, that was talking about
legendary.
Let's talk about NBA basketball when we got everybody together so we get to the draft. Western Conference, the Warriors swept the Blazers. Didn't Damian Lillard say they were going 6?
Yep, they were going to win 4-2.
Blazers in 6.
Yep.
He said on 2K17, a novice mode. That's what he said. Y'all didn't catch it all. They just cut it off.
Yeah, he was dropping dimes, all right. Smoking some of them dimes he was dropping because.
From Uncle Spliffy's.
Yeah, Spliffy, Uncle Spliffy.
You know they get a discount because they all play for the Portland Trailblazers. There you go.
Uncle Spliffy.
That is the best name ever.
Portland just, they don't have enough right now, man. If they can't get a competent wing and a big that can score. With those two small guards, they'll be an 8th seed, 7th seed for as long as they have that tandem together.
I think the Noah Vonleh thing is done.
Noah Vonleh can't.
I mean,
play,
what
man.
Did he do this season for them?
He got blocked by Draymond Green and disappeared.
He smashed on somebody once.
Oh, did?
Once. that's his career highlight.
Whatever.
Well, at least he had one.
One highlight, yeah. He is in the NBA, so. Good job, young man.
So are a lot of other people. I mean, you know, Tyler Johnson's still in the NBA.
Tyler can hoop.
Got paid. All right, so nothing on there. Rockets beat the Thunders 4-1. Thoughts on that series?
I called that. I knew that was going to be 5.
The Rockets,
I figured at least go 6 or
the Rockets firepower off the bench. Lou Williams was awesome. Eric Gordon was awesome. Ryan Anderson had his moments. But between Eric Gordon and Lou Williams,
yeah, man,
they had no chance. Lou Williams came off the bench 20 a game, and then they had Nene Hilario show up for 28 and 10, 12 for 12 on the floor.
13
like,
yeah.
Like everything was going Houston's way. James Harden shot like absolute garbage, and they won in 5 games.
I'm salty about that series. I'm salty.
Why are you salty?
because I feel like Russ just was out there bleeding on the court, and he got no help. Like when Robertson's out there shooting 14% from the free throw line, and the coach still leaves him in the game, like what more does he have to do to get like an inch of help? Like the number two scorer on that team
is Robertson.
Is was on the bench, Cantor, who didn't play. Because he's a liability in pick and roll coverage. So, I mean, it's just like, you killing me. Like, this dude's out here putting up 45 and 50 point triple doubles, and they losing. Like, losing, going away.
Yep. The big thing is, you can't say Russell don't deserve MVP, because did you see the steal and the layup he had late in that game? That's his whole season right there. I mean, he's hustling everywhere. You ain't got nobody on that team to help him. No one.
I mean, yeah, Russ played. He had a phenomenal regular season, no question. I think he should get the MVP award. But some of his play in the fourth quarter.
No, the turnovers were horrible.
And the forced shots, like not even giving
the thing with Russ, and that's always been Russ, my problem with Russ to me. Just the horrible.
Give somebody a chance.
You got to give somebody.
Well, you can't come down the court 4 seconds into the shot clock and jack a long three when you're not a great 3-point shooter. You can't do that.
The whole. I know, but you don't have shooters on the court either. You got
McDermott's out there. Oladipo is a slasher.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
A little bit.
Wait a minute. Oladipo?
He's a slasher.
Oladipo gave you nothing this
year. But you got to give somebody a rhythm.
You
got to
give them a chance.
But you know what? Their offense isn't like no one wants to take the shot.
You got
now. Let me ask you. Let me throw this out there. Who is that on? Is that on Russ or is that on the coach?
It's on both.
It's on both.
It's on coach.
Russell Westbrook has the ball in his hand, doesn't he?
The whole game, right? But I'll give you that. But
he has the ball in his hands.
When
Oladipo jacks a quick shot,
when Oladipo is out here, what did he go in the second game? He went like
1-10, 2-11
or something like that.
He was like, 1-10 at one point.
See, that's on Donovan, though. You know it's this kid's first playoff series. He hasn't played for a good team.
Right.
So you got to give this kid easy buckets around the rim. Back
Billy,
cuts,
run a play.
Dunks,
run a play.
Yes.
Billy Donovan, take your ass back to Florida.
Yeah.
Run a play. This is terrible.
But run a play, Billy Donovan. Please.
If you go back to the last play, though, all right. McDermott was on the bench. Robertson shooting free throws, missing everything. They never bench him and bring the shooters in that was making shots. So, I mean, because I saw McDermott make a three, and then he went back to the bench. Actually got to have some of these guys in there.
McDermott is a liability, too, man. It's on the defense.
But I know, but
it's on the defense,
man.
And the GM didn't do a great job. When you lost Kevin Durant, you didn't do anything to get any kind of scoring.
Well, they did add the McDermott trade.
And
McDermott
was averaging 5 points a game on his best day.
I know, but, dude, you got to put him out there and let him shoot.
You got to give somebody like him a rhythm
because
he can shoot. Yeah.
You know Robertson's not shooting.
Yeah.
All right? Because he's going to shoot free throws and miss.
Because it always looks to me, every time Russ gets his triple-double, he sees that he has his triple-double, then he just kind of stops playing the way he was playing to get that
triple-double. No, man. Don't
put that
on that, man.
For example, the game where he went 4 of 18 in the fourth quarter, he had one assist in that quarter.
Now, that was terrible. Like
he had one assist.
He forced a lot of shots.
Yes. He did.
And that was the only thing that made
you should not be taking 18 shots.
Who else
in the fourth quarter? Once again, you gotta find a way as the point guard.
You gotta find something.
You gotta find something.
Okay, let me just
he's
do this too.
James Harden though.
When you're plus 42 in the game and you're minus 11 out of the game, like
no.
The bench has to do something. Like, don't lose the game for me. Just hold it where it is.
I'm just talking about when he's in there with the ball in his hand. You got to make better decisions because, first of all, he was doing this when they had KD.
Yeah,
he was doing. I mean, let's stop with the he has no. He had help. He just ran his help off.
Righteous.
You know what I'm saying?
Righteous.
And like I always say, KD to me is the real MVP of OKC because if it's that much of a drop off after he leaves.
But he wasn't the only one that left.
That was the only one that left.
I know, but true.
Ibaka
true.
Left, man. Ibaka hurt a
lot.
And not just Ibaka. The head coach left.
So does
I mean, they still hurt.
And you know why they got rid of Ibaka? Because Kevin Durant didn't like Ibaka.
Right.
So they thought they could keep Kevin Durant if they got rid of Ibaka.
Didn't know that. I never knew that.
And,
yeah.
And they wanted Oladipo because they thought, all right, Oladipo.
Just in case Kevin Durant does leave.
Yeah.
We got Oladipo.
Think if you kept KD, Russ, and Oladipo together. I mean, they're not
the fifth seed.
You know? Right. I mean, but can we really feel sorry for Oklahoma City? Look at the players that have left there. Harden, yeah. Reggie Jackson, Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka. Yeah. They've had a boatload of players. Oh, they should have won a chip.
Say what you want, though, and they should have. But Russell, I feel bad for him, dude. I really do.
I feel bad.
It's
for
like
Russ.
Him playing with four YMCA guys.
Yep. And I admit that. And you know, I really felt sorry for him. Game five, when he pulled up for a three, and I was like, this is the first time I've seen him all season look tired.
Yeah, he
looks exhausted out there. I was like, he looks exhausted out there, man. Yeah.
He was definitely gas. But Oklahoma City, they played to what they had. They need another score. Yeah. They need another ISO score.
Or two, for that matter.
They need a shooter that can get open and drill.
And
some
I was
shots.
Looking, it's like, I don't know if their cap is conducive to.
Well,
they're going to have to move.
They're going to have to make do. I mean,
you will have to trade Oladipo.
Because they just extended Oladipo, didn't they?
They could move Cantor and Oladipo to New York and get Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, that would be two bad shooters on the team. Yeah.
But two ISO players that could make it work.
Yeah,
OK City was better at.
Because
they're not going to swing the ball. Golden State. They're not San Antonio.
When you look at some of those games, like, man, they could use a Melo. They could use a Melo right now.
Like, when Russ went to the bench, he'd be like, damn. Wouldn't it be nice to have Carmelo Anthony out there? Go get me some buckets.
Get me 12 right quick while I'm sitting on the bench. Yeah.
I've got their name. I would go out and get Jimmy Butler.
If they could. Chicago would be crazy to let him go.
I would trade for Jimmy Butler and putting them together.
Why is he always on the trading block? I don't get what is this go. Why is Jimmy Butler name
Chicago
always?
Chicago management whack.
Oh, my God.
Management is garbage.
I'd like to see Jimmy Butler
come. Was that Paxson and Gar Foreman?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Anyway, let's move on to Rockets. Spurs lead the Grizzlies 3-2. Game 6 is tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, yeah.
So,
9:30 back in the Grindhouse.
Is it over tonight?
You know what? I hate to say because I love Memphis too, God, but yeah, it is over. I do like Memphis. They're not my team, but I just like – first of all, I like how them and the Spurs play in the playoffs because both of them are built for the playoffs.
Right.
Both of them are big and play D.
Yep.
That's what I love, and their series are always –
I'm like you. Me and you agree with the Grizzlies. All right? I think the Grizzlies or the Spurs can beat the Warriors in the Western because they have the inside game. Michael Conley is going to be a lot of trouble, and they have some 3-point
shooters. Kawhi Leonard is too much for the Grizzlies tonight, man.
Kawhi closes them out. He does, but
I'm gonna go with the Grizzlies.
But I
love the way the Grizzlies play. Man.
Me too.
I love their
grind.
Me too.
And
Me
now
too.
You bring Randolph off the bench. He's on.
What's killing them is they gave Chandler Parsons $94 million for who knows why.
No, I take that back. Chandler Parsons' ridiculous. Agent is the league MVP.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the one.
Him and Brock Osweiler, they deserve kudos.
They should be cellmates, them two.
Need to go and negotiate them ESPN contracts.
Yeah, they should do something.
Because does Chandler Parsons, didn't he have $200 million contract?
Yes.
Two?
Yes,
twice. Yeah. Dallas Mavericks and now the Grizzlies.
Okay. That guy is a pimp.
It's highway robbery right there.
And he's not played, what, 9 games?
Yeah,
something like
games?
That. In right. 4 years?
Unfreaking believable.
So everybody's got the Spurs tight.
I got Spurs.
Unfortunately, because I like the Grizzlies. And I like their coach, too.
Yeah.
I love Phil Snow.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Hey, get off topic a little bit. Did y'all happen to see the picture of his girlfriend? His wife, I'm sorry.
Who, David Fizdale?
Yeah, nah, yeah. Pull it up when you get a chance.
Certified.
Certified.
See, I'm going looking now. Certified.
I'm doing R&R right now.
Boy.
R&D. Yeah. Excuse me. I'm doing
R&D. Sorry to go off topic like that. Sorry, but I had to throw that in. I saw that the other day. I said, oh, boy, these NBA guys live well.
Watch out, Derek Fisher.
My goodness. Yeah. No,
they should go hiding.
Carmelo needs to put Lala. Yeah, Lala needs to watch out for Derek Fisher.
Wow. You all right over here, Big Chat?
Damn.
Yeah, you see him?
Did you find another side piece?
My gosh.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound of a receipt.
Oh, he paid well for it. You see the size of that diamond on the hand?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't mad at you.
And she ain't going anywhere because I think he's still spending that Miami Heat championship money. He's still on that.
He had to find her in Miami. I don't think they groomed him like that in Memphis. No.
Oh, that's definitely Miami. Woo. He found that in Miami.
Goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She like what? She speak a few languages too, man. Oh my god.
Exotica.
What?
Make a mean empanada.
You see her?
No way.
That's his wife.
No.
That's his wife. Yeah.
Nice. Way to go.
No.
Yes, buddy.
And y'all do some home research and go Google search, too.
Yeah.
Mr. Fizdale is doing it.
Mr. Fizdale, you're my favorite new head coach.
Even, first of all,
he ain't getting rooked.
Let me know where I'm going to dinner.
When the Grizzlies get beaten tonight, he still wins.
Oh, yeah.
He still wins.
A big bowl thing of barbecue, Memphis barbecue, and that pretty young thing.
And as much as I love Mike Conley, I swear, with a coach or a wife that fine, you better have paid his fine for him.
I love any team that pays a fine for.
But Conley should have paid that by him. Conley probably has that in his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
In his jeans pocket. He probably has that.
You remember coming to America? Do not take my pocket change.
Yeah.
Do not take my pocket change.
Please.
Yeah,
good reference. I like that. My favorite movie of all time also, too, by the way. Yeah. Coming to America.
That was great. Moving on to the next series we got to talk about real fast. Jazz lead the Clippers 3-2. Game 6 is tonight as well. Is the series over?
Oh, yeah.
It should be.
Game 7 in L.A., baby. You heard it here first.
It should be over.
If you ask Chris Paul that, what?
He said, what? That was crazy.
It should be over. Like, I'm so disappointed in the Clippers, man. Just like
me too.
Every year, man. Just golly, they are like the Dallas Cowboys.
They
set me up. They give me all.
They get you
excited and like they're gonna do something, and then
dun dun dun. Blake goes down.
You
again.
Know what I mean?
He's Blake just like this bobblehead. This
falls off
broken.
And punches the assistant. Gets hurt the next year. Chris Paul gets hurt.
They're snake bitten, man.
The thing I hear though is, you know, break this team up. You break them up and do what?
And because
do you, what?
Then the Clippers will be the Clippers of 10 years ago.
Yeah,
they're gonna
and do what?
Okay,
do what? You break them up. Do what?
All right. First of all, Chauncey's never invited back to the show.
Blake's definitely gone though.
Secondly, you have to break it up. What are you gonna do with these three? Because you're not winning a title with these three. Okay, you're not. It's not happening. Get something for Blake while you can, because you trained Oklahoma City to get something.
Get what?
Get Oladipo.
You move Blake Griffin, who's 25-10.
No, I told you what to do. I told you what to do. I would be calling Cleveland
or Boston
or New York
or Boston.
New York. Well, I don't know. I said Boston. You call New York.
What, Al Horford for Blake Griffin? Straight up,
or some picks?
No,
you could call New York. Trade Blake Griffin.
Some of those draft picks.
Trade Blake to New York for Carmelo. You trade Carmelo out west. There you go.
And then you lose Blake Griffin, who's your post scorer.
Dude, you don't lose him. Get value for him, though. Right now, you're not winning with
Carmelo. They could get Carmelo without having to trade for Blake Griffin.
If you can,
which they could have got. Which they could have gotten in the trade deadline.
Right, but if you can't, then trade Blake.
And I blame Doc for this, too. Doc's been a horrible GM.
Doc's
been a horrible GM.
He got his son paid.
Good job looking out for your son. He got his son paid when he should address the three position that they desperately needed.
They did address the three with Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
Okay, Paul Pierce. Between Paul Pierce and Bob Moutte, you got maybe a half of small four.
Yo, that dude there is another one. Him and Oladipo.
What about Wesley Johnson?
Heartless.
Wasn't Wesley Johnson a stud coming out of Syracuse? What the hell?
Who? These dudes here in the playoffs, they just have no show.
Yeah.
Even Allen Crabbe. Allen Crabbe, I was riding with Allen Crabbe.
He was
leading the NBA in 3-point percentage.
Are you talking about Beckham of the NBA?
Yeah, he was
getting the playoffs.
He made three shots the whole series.
Yeah.
It's magnified when you miss in the playoffs, man.
I got into an argument with some homeboys, and I was just like, hey, man, I have no earthly idea how Portland struggled to get the 8th seed in the West. You look at that team with CJ and Dame, and then Harkless, and then my man Crabbe, and then they went out there and
the boy, what's his name? That was her.
Evan Turner.
Evan Turner.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are they scraping in?
Right. These cats out here looking starch. And then especially the way CJ came out in game one.
Like, what?
CJ came out here like, it's my time.
Him and Dame were hooping, and they still lost.
Yep. That's what I said. I said it on Facebook. I was like, look, everybody's like, oh, they're doing it. I'm like, listen, and they're still, and it's still tied at the half.
And they still go
these
lose.
Dudes are playing the games of their life, and it's still
the
tied up in the half.
Have of the series.
And it's still tied. Yes. That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign. It's still tied at the half.
You heard Dame after the game, man. We scored 80, and we still lost.
Yeah. Like,
that was the best we've ever played.
Yeah, yep. And they still
too
lost.
Much.
Golden State is no joke, man.
Hey, real quick, not to deter too far. Yeah. Are the Warriors better without KD?
No,
because they're kind of they're the same as they were when they didn't have him before, but they're going to need him to win the championship.
They have to.
Yeah, they need him.
Because, you know, they ain't got no Barnes or no Bogues. Because
people can say what they want. They play better without KD. They ain't winning no ring without KD.
KD needs to be there to play defense.
Yep.
Because you say what you want. Jermaine Green's not able to. He's not able to. Especially you playing LeBron in there.
I mean, I worry about how fatigued they will be going into the finals, especially if they get matched up in a tough Western Conference seven-game series with San Antonio that has a lot of size that beats them up for seven games, and then you play Cleveland, which
or if you play
you
Houston.
Play Love and Thompson, they are monsters underneath.
And hopefully, but for Golden State's sake, hopefully Washington or Toronto gives them
at least a six game.
Yeah,
come on, man.
I mean,
Toronto and Washington would be tough for them.
Yeah,
like okay, if you wanted to give Toronto and Washington a little edge in their backcourt play because of the tandem they got.
No,
okay.
I don't give Toronto the edge.
Okay,
Lowry.
But the front court for Cleveland is 10 times better than the front court for Washington and the front court for Toronto.
Hold on, we ain't got to them yet, but. We'll talk about the East here in a second. All right, so you say they don't split up the group in LA.
They shouldn't. If they want to do something, give Blake the money.
What's the alternative, though?
But yeah, exactly. But be able to opt out after the second year
Is this team better with Carmelo, though? Is this team better with Carmelo?
No.
The Clippers.
Like, they need Melo and Griffin.
You're forgetting one thing. If Cleveland doesn't win the championship, they're breaking up. I'm telling you. This is the year you trade Kevin Love to the Clippers. You get Chris Paul back. I mean,
Who makes that trade?
Anyway.
Kevin Love wants to go to the Clippers.
Why do I need Chris Paul when I got Kyrie?
Exactly.
You trade Kyrie.
I'm not trading.
Well, at one point they were talking about a straight up between Kyrie and
Before Game 7 happened.
Yes, and that was before Game 7. Yes, it was.
You going to trade?
Yes, it was.
Uncle Drew for Cliff Paul?
I'm not doing that.
I'm going to tell you right now. Go ahead and get LeBron an all-star team and let him lose. That's all I want.
He's had an all-star team.
No, I want from position 1-5 needs to be an all-star. And needs to be all his friends and him losing the title.
That would be funny. I mean, LeBron has it on cruise control.
No,
he's been through this so many times. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what it takes and what he needs to do.
Well, we'll see when it comes next round. Cavs swept the Pacers, which, listen. Well,
of course, big shot call.
Stop saying how good they played. The Pacers still put up 100 points and couldn't score all season. They couldn't score, and they scored 100 points like nothing.
That's fine.
And Paul George didn't play well. So see how they do against the Wizards. When Lance Stephenson's your MVP of the series,
But there's so much of a better team when he's playing the point. When he has the ball in his hand and making plays, I mean, they're a much better team.
It's the only city he can play in.
I know. That uniform. It's the only uniform that he.
It's that Hooters out there in Indiana that he was talking about he missed so much. I'm telling you, man.
We're going to do a Lance or LeVar day, don't worry. Wizards lead the Hawks 3-2.
I love this.
Dennis Schroeder
right
is the first Hawks player with at least 25 points and 10 assists in playoffs game since Pistol Pete.
That's amazing.
Great Pistol Pete.
It's amazing that it took that long for somebody to do that in Atlanta.
And they've had it. They've had Mookie Blaylock. They've had point guards.
Jeff Teague was there for a while.
Yeah.
Mike Bibby was there for Schroeder, a few seasons.
My boy Steve Smitty Smith.
Schroeder got Teague up out of there, didn't he?
Did. Quick. We can let you go.
Got moves to make, son. I'm here.
So is the game over?
No, it's
seven. Yeah. I think it's seven. Especially after like that win Washington had. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't like that win. Yeah. So that's going seven.
Atlanta plays so much better too in Phillips Arena.
And Millsap, man, isn't playing out of his mind. He's been destroying.
He's been called across.
Marcus Morris needs to be quiet.
Watching that series, I have gotten a newfound appreciation for Bradley Beal. Like, I was on the fence about Bradley Beal.
Me too. I've always been too.
And he stepped up when those others we mentioned before have faded. He stepped up and has been a solid number two that John Wall has needed.
And that's all they've had. They need that. Where's Otto Porter? Where are you?
Mm-mm.
Where at Georgetown still.
Mm-mm. Gortat? Mr. Triple Double, where are you? The real Mr. Triple Double. Marcin Gortat, the real Mr. Triple Double, if you know what if everybody knows what I mean. No, but anyway.
We need to get – you blew me off of there for a moment. I'm telling you, Charlotte needs to get Bradley Beal.
They should have drafted him.
They had a chance to draft.
Drafted MKG.
Give him all that money, bring him to Charlotte.
It's too late for
they
that.
They make my head hurt.
Yeah. Moving on, Celtics lead the Bulls 3-2. Rondo may be back for game 6.
It doesn't
6.
Matter. Celtics got this.
Can we talk about Rondo outfits? What's all these Easter suits, short sleeve?
We just gave him a dummy of the week for one of the short sleeve ones. Rondo.
Rondo. You are my guy, too, Rondo. You are my guy.
It's worse than those.
Do better and grow some facial hair.
It's worse than those leopard print pants that Jaden Smith was wearing at that award show. That is terrible, man. All that money.
What'd you think about the series?
Paid? I hope he didn't pay for that suit.
Is the series over?
Series over. I had Celtics in 7 to begin with, but I think it's in 6 now.
It's 6. They're going to come back and win 4 straight.
Celtics have won 3 straight.
Has anybody ever done that? Won 4 straight?
The Lakers were down 2-0 to San Antonio, and they won 4 straight.
Two, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, can see it's they're shooting the ball way.
It was a little different, though. I think San Antonio was at home.
Yeah.
This format
weird.
Now is crazy.
The team won their first home game the other night.
Yeah, because it's last been night. Road wins until last night.
But what is educate me, because he confuses the daylights out of me. Jay Crowder is the most hot and cold dude.
Yep.
I don't know what he is.
Yep.
And he, according to everything that I've read and heard, was the hold up in getting Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
So give me Jimmy Buckets and you can take this project and do whatever you want to with him, because I just don't know.
Project Pat.
Yeah, this dude here he's Katy Perry, hot and cold on me.
He's a serviceable player. I mean,
he's an emotional player too. He plays better at home. Most role players play better at home anyway. At home. That's his role. He's a role player.
He's a three. He's a three player.
Yeah. He's going to give you tough defense. Nope. He's not going to be pushed around by anybody. You know, he'll take on the challenge of any three that comes his way.
He's the guy you need to win a championship if you're a contender. He's the guy you need. He's that third guy you need.
So that's who you want on Washington then? That you want Jay Crowder in Washington?
Oh, yeah. If Jay Crowder's on, yeah.
That would be good.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than Oubre and Porter.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah. But the one thing about this Bulls-Celtics series – man, we have seen we're going to see after this series how high Rondo's stock goes back up.
Yeah, well, he gets another big contract.
Yes,
yeah.
Because Rondo gonna get paid and gonna slack off again.
They are a totally different team without him, man.
Well, I mean, if Dwayne Wade goes, I mean, you spend the money on him.
I mean, Rondo had a good month, but for the rest of the year, he was
no
awful.
Because it was like he was being typical Rondo, mutiny with the coaches.
Well, hold on a second. Something's got to be said about who he's matched up against. Who? Isaiah Thomas and 5'5".
5 foot, yeah.
Wait, whoa. But Rondo's game has never been about scoring anyway.
Yeah.
So. No, but he matches up well against Isaiah because Isaiah's so short.
But Isaiah's a scorer too, though, you know. That's what I never liked about Rondo. I want a point guard, especially in today's NBA, that's a scorer.
Right.
I want a point guard that's a scorer, too, because if Westbrook comes at me and scores, I need a point guard to come right back at him.
But Rondo can put up numbers. I remember game 5 in Miami. He had like 45 and 17 assists. Like, Rajon Rondo was doing
a dead clock, because, you know, but I've seen so many times where players play off of him.
Right.
and it's always 5-on-4 right. when it comes yeah. around. I mean, you
those
play.
Don't really, respect that jumper.
They don't respect
all.
The jumper, and he can't shoot free throws. There's another. Right. He can't shoot free throws either.
Right. Like they should just foul Rondo.
It's like yeah. you're yeah. a point. You're a point guard.
Right.
Point guard should be like in the high 80s.
Those, like those early Boston Big Three days, they used to let Rondo yeah, just shoot it every time he
every
wanted
time
to.
Every time he wanted to.
And it was just, oh, hey, man. Yeah.
But the
and
thing,
he hit it, yes.
But the thing, and the thing about those balls, he was in such a right. great situation with that
he
team.
Was Zeke Elliott, wasn't he?
He played with three vets. He played with three vets with probably three of the best. No, with three yeah. of the best basketball IQs there is. And the way, and getting all those assists he got. Those are three players with Pierce, Ray Allen, Garnett. Those are three players that don't even have to take a dribble to score.
Right.
That's true.
Rondo just gives it to them in their sweet spots, and they right. shoot it.
Yep. Right.
That's very true.
That was a fun team to watch.
It was. Absolutely. It was. I like that team.
Moving to the Raptors leading the Bucks 3-2, series over.
Yeah, it has to be. Six. Raptors yeah. has to end. The Raptors have to end this. This has gotten kind of this has been kind of a close series, man.
But
so Raptors
Giannis is coming, man. Five years now, and Giannis will probably be winning championships.
Five? About maybe five not seasons. Even
in. I mean, but Golden State's still going to be around. They got yeah. and LeBron's only 32. I still think LeBron still has a couple good years. Giannis needs a little
it
more.
Like, it looks like LeBron's getting better.
But let's slow down yeah. with Giannis, though, all right? Because, listen, we said the same thing about AD. He got hurt.
But Giannis and he's plays going every back. Game.
Let's see Giannis next
who do you, season. Who do you want right now, AD or Giannis?
I want Giannis right now, but I'm talking about why? Next year. Why? The overall game. Does the point guard.
He can't shoot.
It's like he can. His shots got better.
AD was a
can't shoot like
AD was a point
now,
guard to the Ghost.
I prefer Giannis, but I'm just being
to me.
Just,
the point guard is more important in today's game than the center that can play like that.
He can almost play all.
I mean,
he can play all five really if he needed to.
He needs to, yeah.
But his shot could get better, and he would be a very very.
And he's 22.
Player.
I mean,
so
right.
He'll,
and if
that's
you look
the
at
end
it,
of
Giannis
yeah.
getting his team to the playoffs,
and he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah,
but and we need to see yeah. his growth though, because we did say the same thing with AD a couple years ago. He's the next great thing, and he's been hurt.
Just
last
he's just been
yeah,
injury.
Years.
He's been so, injury riddled.
You know, let's don't crown the guy yet before he's done anything.
I mean, but if you look at the Bucks roster, if Jabari Parker can stay
they are the longest team in the NBA.
They're long. Malcolm they're very
Brogdon,
long.
6'5".
They're very
he's
long.
He's coming yeah. on. Keith Middleton, 6'6". They got Henson
Brogdon's
down
out there balling.
Greg Monroe
you got
coming
all
off. Don Maker, 7'2", at 19.
Yeah. You got
Don
all,
Maker, yeah. Forgot
you
about got, that.
I'm telling you about 5 years, man.
You got all this talent, then you got Dellavedova.
With his peak ones,
he's scrappy.
His air peak ones,
he's scrappy.
His peak ones. All right, let's move into Sunshine Players of the Week. I know y'all got some players, right?
Yeah.
That little flip.
A little flip again. All right, anybody got any Sunshine?
I gave it to him Monday. I'm giving it to him again. Nene Hilario, Game 4 performance when the Rockets needed it. 12 for 12 from the field. 12 for 12. Nene Hilario. 28 points, 10 bounds. Dominated the Thunder's big men. Way to go, Nene. And Nene is like 50. He out there. He's gray all in the beard and
the
hair. And he killing these young dudes.
He like he about 55 years old. I was
killing
like, look
these
at Nene.
Young dudes. Way to go,
I was
Nene.
Like dreads gray and everything.
There's the Brazilian shout out. Shout out, Brazil.
Brazil.
Brazil again, huh?
Get us out there. Book, pay for
some come to Rio de Janeiro.
We'll do a podcast from the beach.
Hey, I'm good with that. Giselle will fly us out.
Yeah,
I can have as many drinks as I want to. Then be slurring on the radio.
Fly us out there.
Slava Medvedenko.
Slava Medvedenko.
I'm not having donuts anymore. That's for sure. No, there. Do you have any more? Is that it?
That's it.
You got any?
I like LeBron in the closeout game with the Cavs. I mean, with the Pacers. I like. Was
let him walk right into that three that put them back up, man. It's like,
yep.
What are y'all doing?
Yep.
What the hell is
oh,
wrong?
You mean travel?
And it was a travel.
Did they travel?
You did say, well, yeah, it was a travel. It was, too.
Do they ever call traveling in the NBA?
No.
No. It has to be blatant, I guess.
They don't even call it double dribbles.
What are you talking about? They didn't call Westbrook the other week with the walk, the 8 steps he took.
Because, I mean, remember Patrick Ewing was playing? Patrick Ewing's signature move was a travel.
That fadeaway?
That jump stop he does sometimes.
Yeah. The Haitian hop.
Yeah, that Remember LeBron? Remember LeBron a few years back, that crab dribble?
Yep.
That's travel.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it anymore,
no,
does he?
He doesn't. Nope.
He doesn't do it anymore.
Well, nope. Isaiah does carry. I mean,
according well, to you know what? He got little hands.
A lot of small guards are going to get away with that every now and then. Yeah. A lot of small guards. Hoiberg just have to live with it. He's right. Hoiberg was kind of right, though, but –
The Every little, player in the NBA does it. They all hold it underneath their hands. Steph Curry does it all the time.
The little guy, especially the little guys, they're going to get away with that a lot.
Did you have any other ones?
That's it for me.
I have three.
You got three? Go ahead.
Yeah.
If it's a Cowboy, I'm going to hurt you.
Robert Griffin III.
Cody, RG3.
His name I ain't heard in a while.
Cody Kessler and Luke McCown for sucking as much to get the number one pick this year. Because they all contributed to the cause.
And it looks like they're still going to get a quarterback at one.
As I was pulling in, they were saying Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, that's what he was saying. Adam Schefter just tweeted that they're leaning towards Trubisky.
Wow,
that would be crazy. So stupid because everybody would be jumping up to try to grab Miles.
Yeah, exactly.
San Francisco would be like, really? Yes. Miles Garrett. We don't even need Tim in Miles Garrett.
Yup. Because they had Solomon on their radar.
They got
Solomon's a monster.
They had him on their radar.
Too, but you get monster. Miles Garrett, man.
Yeah. If
33.
He's there.
33 reps at 225.
If he's there.
Like, they always say people with long arms struggle at bench press. 33. Man. This dude is a monster.
We don't talk about it, but Adams is the guy to get.
Come on, Cleveland.
For Cleveland?
Come on, Cleveland.
Not Cleveland. You can't take
him. Oh, gosh.
A safety at one?
Can't
yeah,
take
Adams
him.
Or yeah,
as much as the LSU fan I am, you can't take him at one.
A safety?
Let's go. I've got a couple of sunshines. Rays outfielder Steven Swoza named AL Player of the Week. Nats Bryce Harper named NL Player of the Week. Yano Mikata of the Knights tearing up at AAA. Steph Curry scored 37 to complete the sweep of the Blazers. Warriors scoring 45. Eric Thames of the Brewers hit his 11th home run this season.
You know he. Eight of his home runs really? Against the Cincinnati Reds.
Wow.
Oh, I need them to do better.
Like, just
go ahead and walk right? Just walk them.
He's excited when he sees the Reds. Yes, yeah. I'm going to hit another one.
Condo in Cincinnati.
Phillies, Mikel Franco, Christie's second Grand Slam of the year. Only player with two. Blue Jays, Chris Coughlin did a leapfrog over Yadier Molina.
Yeah, I saw that.
Y'all didn't see it. He did the Willie Mays Hayes.
If Yadier would have stood up a second sooner, he would have caught him in midair, and he could have spine busted him right there on the third baseline. That would have been hilarious.
And then Trey Turner, the Nats, four runs, seven RBIs, second cycle of the season.
Man,
so there was
some good things going on in DC right now.
Yeah, no, they're playing some good ball. Of course, look who they're playing right now. It's pretty bad.
Damn.
All right, you got anything else?
Always sports is life.
We got one more segment. We're gonna do our NFL draft. And we'll do Bon Voyage in two words for you. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.